NFL Week 14 picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We've been absolutely nailing it this year, and in today's episode, we got four more locks. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, so we've had a very successful year picking NFL spreads, which is very difficult to do. We've gone perfect, 4-for-4, 5-for-5, multiple times this year. On our off weeks, we're still hitting 50% of our picks.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a way to make money betting on football this weekend, this episode is for you.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into it, and let's discuss Cincinnati. They are 5.5 favorites on the road in Dallas. What are we looking at here?
All right. So the Bengals are just, it's a bit of a sad story because the Bengals offense is really good.
Yeah, they are.
Joe Burrow has been absolutely killing it. He's got 30 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Jamar Chase, one of the top receivers. Higgins is hot, but the defense is terrible. Now, when we look at their schedule, they're off and their past results, their offense is putting up 30 points a game.
Yeah.
They're beating bad teams and they're having close losses to good teams. So then when we look at the Cowboys, are they the likes of the Steelers, Chargers, Ravens, and Eagles, who are all playoff teams that the Bengals lost to? Or are they more like the Raiders, who the Bengals beat up on? I'm thinking we should look at the Bengals here.
Yeah, don't let Dallas's recent two victories fool you. This is a terrible team. They beat up on, they squeaked by the Commanders. Mm-hmm. And they beat up on the Giants, which was a close game all the way until the third or fourth quarter there. So, and the Giants are a terrible team. Yep. When you look at Cincinnati, they are ranked first in the league in pass yards per game. They're fifth in the league in points, and they're excellent on third down conversions. There's some key injuries on Dallas's defense. I think they're going to struggle to stop them. They have no D-Law for the pass rush. Trayvon Diggs, he's out with a groin injury. So who's going to stop Chase and Higgins, right? They do have Deron Bland back. He had 5 interceptions for touchdowns last year, mm-hmm. Pro Bowler. But that still leaves Higgins and Gesicki open as other weapons.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb, he missed the last little portion of the Giants game with an AC joint injury, so there's a possibility that he's not playing in this game.
Yep.
The Dallas Cowboys just seem a little too banged up for me to take take Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas at home is a shit team.
They're 1-5.
Here are 6 of their home games. This is what the 34-10 they lost. They lost 34-6. They lost 47-9, 28-25, 44-19. Like, they just get pummeled at home.
Yeah.
So you have a high-flying pass attack come in against a defense that's banged up, an offense that's banged up. Yep. We're taking Cincy by 5.5.
Yeah, and I also think Burrow, he likes to shine in these big moments, and it's Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm thinking Joey B shows up, pounds the Cowboys into the ground with another 3 touchdowns. Bengals minus 5.5. All right, let's move into our next pick. We've got Chargers Chiefs. So Chargers are plus 4 against the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I just want to say the Kansas City Chiefs are the goofiest 11-1 team I've ever seen in the NFL. Like, whether it's the other team missing a 35-yard field goal to beat them, whether it's a Raider center mistiming the snap on the key drive to beat them, whether it's the refs handing them calls to win the games, this team is nowhere nearly as good as their 11-1 record. Mahomes and that offense is not good. I know they did just get Pacheco back, so the run game is improved a little bit. But when you look at the Chargers, they're a vastly improved team. These guys have won 5 of 6 with a narrow loss against the Ravens in a game they could have won. They just beat Atlanta. They flew across the country on short rest from Monday night to beat the Falcons. This is a good team with a solid defense. And here's my key for the game is that Justin Herbert, he's been passing the ball a lot more lately. Well, the Kansas City defense, that is their Achilles heel, the pass game. So I'm looking at the Chargers here.
Yeah. The Chargers have an excellent pass defense. I think they'll be able to shut down Kansas City. And we were talking off the cuff about how anytime Kansas City's favored, let's take the underdog. Mm. And for good reason. Baltimore beat them by a toenail in the end zone in the first game of the season. There was a pass pass interference call. There is no pass interference calls. The O-lineman snapped at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. This team should be 3-9. They should. Look at Mahomes' stats this year. He's not even putting up nice numbers.
Brutal.
So, I don't know. I think the Chargers come in there, and as underdogs, I think we need to take them. I think they cover the spread, if not win.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Chiefs' defense just allowed 350 yards and 2 touchdowns to Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders, yeah. Right? Now we've got the Chargers coming in. The Chiefs' offense is 25th per carry on the ground. These guys can't run the ball. Mahomes can't throw the ball. The Chargers' D is 2nd ranked in sacks and 3rd ranked in interceptions. The Chargers' D gets takeaways. Mm-hmm. Mahomes has been throwing picks this year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for Mahomes to maybe throw a pick or two. I'm looking for maybe a fumble from the Chiefs' side. I'm looking at the Chargers as a team with something to prove. They want to come into Kansas City and say, look, we are just as good, if not better than you guys. Chiefs have been like losing or coming close to losing games at home consistently to subpar opponents. Yeah. I see the Chargers as one of their division rivals saying, look, we're as good as you guys. So I think they're going to cover the spread, and I agree with you. They might win this game.
This is a classic rivalry. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yep.
All right, next we have the Bills. These guys are 10-2. They are 4.5 favorites on the road in LA against the Rams. Josh Allen is the MVP of the league right now. Yep. These guys are beating up everybody. Bills are putting up 30 points per game, which ranks 2nd in the league. And they don't necessarily rank particularly high in any one category. Like, if you look at their offensive stats, yes, they're putting up the most amount of points, but they're, like, middle of the pack when it comes to rushing yards and passing yards. Mm. It's the same thing on the defensive side of the ball. They're a top 5 defense in the league, but they're not, like, any special. There's no specialty against the pass or the run. Mm. It's, like, they're just really effective. I think this team has, like, we said at the beginning of the season, it's the energy that this team has. They play as a team. They play cohesive football.
Yep.
The Bills, they clobber teams. They absolutely just destroy teams. Their last 3 games, they won by 25, they won by 9, they won by 10. They had a really tight game against the Dolphins, but the 2 games prior to that, they won by 21, 24.
Yep.
So they literally just blow teams up. Mm-hmm. So to come in, a Rams team, I think that doesn't look the same as they did last year. Their offense just doesn't seem to be as cohesive. I think the injuries that occurred with Cooper Kupp and the other guy there,
Puka
Nacua. I think like having those two guys not in the lineup together for the first half of the season has really thrown off the chemistry. It's not the same team. So I don't really have a ton of faith in the Rams because they don't appear to get the job done. They got hammered by the Eagles. They had close games with shitty teams like the Saints and the Pats. Mm. And they lost in the second half of the victory against the Seahawks. The other game was like last second, whatever it was. So it's like, this is a team that just can't get done. They're up against the MVP, a team that's putting up 30 points a game.
Yeah, I think that I really like the matchups in this one. I think this is a great pick. As we said, the Bills are red hot, tons of mojo. The Rams just haven't really been able to get it going. When I look at the Rams, I see the Rams are bottom 5 in run yards allowed. Now, the Bills used to be one-dimensional. They used to just pass the ball 50 times a game. Josh Allen would run. They didn't really have much of a run game. But what you see now with their team, it's much more well-balanced. James Cook is running for 80, 100 yards a game. He's a threat now. Josh Allen is running when he needs to. The Rams, they can't stop the run. And through the air, it isn't much better. They're bottom 10 in QBR allowed and yards per completion through the air. I don't see any way the Rams hold the Bills to anything less than 27, 30 points this game. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of the ball, the Rams live and die by Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua, and Cooper Kupp. When they score points, that is what's getting it done. Well, guess what? The Bills' weakness on the D is not through the air. Their pass defense has been steadily improving throughout the year. They just got Matt Milano back, who's one of their defensive captains and nice. Like the heart of the defense to shore up the linebacking core. If you look at this team, it just seems like they're getting better every week. Their stats are trending up every single week. I like the Red Hot Bills to continue their form. Minus 4.5 on the road in LA. Yeah, give me that all day.
All right, we're moving into the Steelers versus Browns. Steelers 6.5 favorites at home versus Cleveland. What do we like?
So this is a revenge game for what happened a few weeks ago in that snow globe game, right? That was, I'm not going to put a ton of like onus on what happened in that game because there's the elements kind of threw everything off. I like that was the only loss for the Steelers in their last 7 games. The Browns, they play crazy football. I mean, that game that they just had against the Broncos last week, the defense can't stop anyone. Jameis, you never know if you're going to get an 80-yard bomb or a 90-yard pick 6, right? It's hard to really trust this team. They've now lost 4 of 5, their only win being against Pittsburgh at home in the snow. They lost to the Broncos there. The Pittsburgh offense is massively on the rise. Russell Wilson, George Pickens, these guys are moving the ball. They just put up like, I don't know, nearly 40 points against the Bengals. And the defense did not play well against the Bengals, but I think they're going to have something to prove here coming back home against a division rival, which they lost to earlier in the year. They've scored over 26 points in 5 of their last 7 games. The Browns' D is not good. Like, we saw them get absolutely ripped apart by Bo Nix and the Broncos. They're dead last in yards per carry, yards per completion through the air. Wilson and Pickens love the big play. They're bottom 5 in QBR allowed. Their pass defense is weak. Pittsburgh also pounds the rock heavily, and Cleveland's run defense is ranked in the bottom 10. I think, look, the ball is going to have to be in Jameis' hands to try to keep up with the Steelers, and I just think he's too unreliable back there. So I think the Steelers, they win this game by a touchdown.
Yeah, look, I think Mike Tomlin is excellent. After he loses a game, to a certain team, he comes back and he's able to make the necessary adjustments. That game in Cleveland, that snow globe game, I think it was a lucky victory. You know, put them on an even field, you know, you don't have all this snow and rain and all this stuff. I think the Steelers would have won that game. So this is a revenge game. And to me, this is really simple. It's a revenge game. You're giving Mike Tomlin a second kick at the can here with excellent weather or predicting better weather. Who has a better offense and defense? Pittsburgh. Both sides of the ball, better offense, better defense. So when you're going to bet on a game, which side are you going to take?
I like it.
Yeah, super simple. So I think Cleveland coming off a short week, they played the Monday night. They're on the road again. On a short week. That's tough to prepare for.
For sure.
Jameis Winston tossing up those three interceptions in the last game. He's up against another defense who's just as good.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think they're going to struggle. We're taking the Steelers 6.5.
For sure. So we are making all of our NFL football bets on BlockBet. They provide the best possible odds, especially when you combo up the bets. So our picks for our 4 weekly locks, the Beanstalk Bet of the Week, we have Bills minus 4.5, Steelers minus 6.5, Chargers plus 4, and Bengals minus 5.5. Now, when you use BlockBet through the link in the description, you get 15% more profits when you win that bet. If you're betting on any other website, you're not going to get nearly as much money when you win the bet. So there's really no point in betting anywhere except for BlockBet. However, we do have 2 more bonus picks for you guys. 2 extra picks, so stay tuned. So we're going to start with mine. I see the Dolphins minus 6.5 at home against the Jets. I actually like the Dolphins here. I think the Dolphins are a different team with 2 out quarterback, as long as they're not playing in freezing cold temps, right? These guys can't play in the cold. They got absolutely dummied by Green Bay. We've seen time and time again, Kansas City in the playoffs last year, they stink at the cold.
Yeah, they stink.
Good thing for us, they're playing back in the friendly confines of warm Miami.
Yep.
The past 2 games against the Jets, which is the team they're playing this week, 30-0 and 34-13. And then we look at the Jets right now. Man, these guys stink. This team is in disarray. They fired all the coaches. Rodgers is checked out. Guy is old. He can't move. The team is infighting. They've lost 8 of their last 9 games, and many against bad competition. The Jets D, who's supposed to be like, you know, this is like the cornerstone of the team, they're good, but the thing is the offense keeps putting the defense in such bad positions. Like, they can't move the ball, so they punt it, they get it yard of the 50-yard line, or Rodgers is going to throw a pick, put the ball, you know, the defense is good, but the offense is so bad.
It's so bad.
I just don't see how with a 31st-ranked offense in the league, the Dolphins' D is ranked 8th. I think that the Jets are going to put up another, you know, 10, 13 points. I think the Dolphins put up their normal 24, 27 points. I think they cover the spread easily here and win by 7 or more.
Tyreek Hill just had a baby, too. So I think I think he goes off this game. Baby? I bet he goes for 218 yards and 3 touchdowns. All right. So typically we like to roll off a bunch of stats and all these things. But for me, I'm going on gut instinct. Okay. I'm going on what I saw in this previous game. And that was the Raiders who should have beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. It came down to a botched snap at the end of the game. It was a loud crowd and all these things. To kick the field goal, they would have won by 1. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But the way this Aiden O'Connell guy moved the ball down the field, it's like, man, the confidence in his eyes. This looks like a quarterback that I think could perform quite well in the league moving forward. Having that injury to Gardner Minshew, I think could it do wonders. Maybe this is the next Tom Brady. I know.
Crazy.
No. But like when you look at like Brock Bowers and just like how much of a weapon that guy is. You know? Baker Mayfield, he was hurt in the last game. I'm not sure how healthy he's going to be. He might only be 75%, so his legs could be removed. Yep. We may not get the same Baker Mayfield. Tampa hasn't necessarily been crushing teams. They've been keeping some games close, but they've also taken a lot of losses. To be favored by 7 points, I don't know. I think that the Raiders can pull an upset here. So I'm going gut instinct. I'm taking the Raiders as 7-point underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think the Bucs have the league's worst defense.
Yeah.
So we just saw the Aiden O'Connell-led Raiders put up some points against the Chiefs. Decent defense.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be able to put up points against the Bucs' 32nd-ranked defense. So you could be on to a winner there. Look. Those are our 6 picks, 4 picks, 4 weekly locks, plus 2 bonus picks. As always, make all your picks via BlockBet through our link in the description.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.